The One Book, One Community program encourages MSU students and East Lansing residents to read the same book and then consider it together. This year's title is The Yellow Birds, a novel by Kevin Powers. He'll give a talk about the book at a public forum on Sunday, August 24th, and he'll address MSU students on Monday the 25th. More related events are scheduled into September. Powers is a veteran of the Iraq War, and The Yellow Birds reflects his experience. It's the story of two men serving together in Iraq and how one man's death affects the other. Current State Scott Pohl asked Kevin Powers about his own tour of duty in Iraq as a U.S. Army machine gunner in 2004 and 2005.
You know, our job was to go outside the wire, as they call it, to go off base and look for IEDs. And that's how I spent most of the year that I was in Iraq. And really the way that it informs the book is I spent so much time reflecting on my own experience and talking to people who didn't have a relationship with the military or a family member, you know, people who didn't really have any kind of context or understanding what that experience was like, that you know, I felt like I had an opportunity to at least ask some of the questions that were being asked to me, and I tried to do it in a way that I thought would be accessible and hopefully thought-provoking in the book.
I'd like to ask you about choosing the title, The Yellow Birds, because it comes from an Army marching cadence. It's got a vulgarity in it, so I'm not going to ask you to repeat it on the radio, but I wanted to ask you why you chose The Yellow Birds as the title.
I don't know. It seemed to me to resonate with the sort of strangeness of the experience, the exposure to violence, the extraordinary amount of discomfort, deep discomfort, you know, mental, spiritual, however you want to think about it, that comes from both participating in and witnessing violence on a scale such as the scale that occurs in war. I don't know, there's a way in which a person becomes accustomed to that. Not that it ever gets less unsettling, but it's as if you're kind of the mean of your experience is sort of reset towards this stranger end of the spectrum. And the cadence just seemed to kind of represent that aspect of the experience. And you know, I remember very clearly in my own life going to the basic training, hearing this cadence and being made uncomfortable by it, being shocked by it. But then eventually, in the same way, you know, it's kind of on a larger scale, this happened in more, this cadence became something that I came to embrace in a way. And I thought it would just kind of be, you know, an interesting way of setting the reader the kind of guidepost for the kind of story that would be told, a story about coming to terms with one's, you know, responsibility for the things that they've done and witnessed, trying to understand what your place is and all of that, trying to figure out how it is that you went from being a person who was shocked by that to being a person who doesn't see anything remarkable in that kind of violence, and then trying to find your way back. So it for me, it kind of resonated on a number of different levels.
It speaks to violence against innocent life for no good reason.
It absolutely does. Yeah, I mean, violence for the sake of violence, violence is a kind of performance. It did, and of course, you know, it wouldn't be incorrect to think of the characters as having a similar kind of trajectory as the birds and the cadence, the sort of helplessness, and in a way, these characters are on both sides of that relationship. In some ways, they're victims, and in some ways, you know, they have a lot to take responsibility for. So that kind of internal conflict, particularly that we get through the narrator, is something that I was really interested in exploring.
For the curious, if we've piqued their interest, this cadence is recounted early in the book. So if they're mystified about what we're talking about, go, go right. Find it in the book. Now, your narrator is Private Bartle. He's 21 and he's thrown together with an 18-year-old private named Murphy, and their link is solidified when Bartle meets Murphy's mother and promises her that he'll bring her son home safely. You use the technique of making it clear throughout The Yellow Birds that Murphy doesn't make it, but that doesn't rob the story of its tension. It's an interesting approach.
Well, I'm glad that you thought so. No, I mean I resisted having the kind of narrative payoff be Murphy's death. There was something about, even on a sort of structural level, of having that information as a reward made me uncomfortable. So I wanted to focus on another aspect of that. I mean, the fact that one of the characters is going to die. You know, getting that information out of the way early, I felt like it gave me more room to explore the kind of consequences of that, the choices that lead to those events, the things that happen to the people. Particularly the narrator, who's the closest to Murphy, and there was just something about it. I wanted to find a way to keep readers interested, but you know, it's a story about war, and I wanted to be up front and not kind of dance around the fact that these are the kinds of things that happen in war. People do die. I didn't want to give kind of false hope either. So it was something that I spent a lot of time thinking about. How to approach that in the best way.
You didn't need a gotcha moment. Oh my gosh, he died.
And I absolutely didn't want that. No, I mean, I set that out as a stark line for myself. That was something I wasn't prepared to do. The story becomes, you know, about what happens to this person that leads him up to dying. What happens to the people around him? How did looking at the kind of internal struggle rather than the question of, you know, will these people be killed or not? I mean, that was something that was not what I wanted to focus on.
The East Lansing MSU One Book, One Community program is interesting in that incoming Michigan State University freshmen are assigned to read the book before they even arrive on campus, and people who live in East Lansing are encouraged to read the same book at the same time. And then a series of events are held where it's hoped that young MSU students and people who live in the city will get together to consider the book and the issues raised by the book chosen in any given year. So I wanted to ask you about how it makes you feel to have your book chosen for a program of that sort.
It's an incredible honor. I think it's such an extraordinary idea to kind of engage the community on every level. And you know, for me, because one of my kind of core beliefs and primary motivations for writing this book was because I do think that the imagination is kind of the root of empathy, you know, that by engaging in art, whether it's a novel or a film, that we actually do get closer to understanding each other and, you know, to play a small part in this really amazing thing that happens in East Lansing is it's really cool. It's really exciting for me. I'm really looking forward to coming and getting to participate in that.
The Yellow Birds is this year's selection for the East Lansing MSU One Book, One Community program. Events will kick off at 7 p.m. on Sunday, August 25th, with a public talk by author Kevin Powers at the Hanna Community Center. Powers will also address incoming MSU freshmen at 9 a.m. on Monday the 26th at the Breslin Center, and he'll also visit the East Lansing Public Library at 4 p.m. on Monday the 26th. Kevin Powers, author of The Yellow Birds, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.